It wasn't quite nighttime yet, but it would be soon. In the deepening twilight, the entire investigative team stood on the porch, swilling down bottled water. From the looks of the sweat-drenched crew, Joanna was grateful she'd been standing outside in the relative cool of the evening, interviewing Edith Mossman. Clearly, the tough duty was happening inside. "How's it going?" she asked. "Hotter in hell in there," Detective Ernie Carpenter muttered, echoing Dave Holliker's earlier sentiments. He nodded in the direction of Joanna's blazer. "Who's the old lady?" he added. "Edith Mossman," Joanna told him, "Carol Mossman's grandmother." "Good work," George Winfield said, inserting himself into the previously two-way conversation. "At least I won't have to knock myself out trying to locate the next of kin. But what's she doing here? Who called her?"
"Nobody," Joanna answered. "She came to see Carol without knowing anything was wrong. I tried to get her to go home. She says she's waiting for you to finish up so she can do the identification."
George frowned. "It's really bad in there, Joanna," he said, while Dave Holliker nodded in somber agreement. "No way the grandmother should see the inside of that house. Can't you talk her out of it?"
"Like I said," Joanna told him, "I've tried, but I haven't made any progress so far." The medical examiner glanced toward the darkening sky.
"We'll probably finish up in another 15 or 20 minutes," he said at last. "I still think it's a bad idea to do this here, but we'll put the victim in a body bag and bring her out on a gurney so Granny can take a look."
Joanna walked back over to where Edith Mossman was standing. "They'll be bringing the victim out soon and taking her over to the medical examiner's van," Joanna told her. "Do you think you could walk that far, or should I have them bring her over here?"
"I may have to use a walker."